You're listening to 100.9 The Heat, gospel for the glory of Jesus, the High Desert's number one music station with Mel Slade.
And now it's time for a word from the Lord with Pastor Tom Pickens.
I want to talk to you just for the next few minutes about getting a grip on anger. That's getting a grip on anger, which means that you need to learn how to control your anger. So we're talking about anger control. The book of Ephesians in chapter 4 and verse 26, the word of God says, "Be angry and do not sin. Let not the sun go down upon your wrath." Now, really, what does that mean? It means that God realizes that we are incapable of not becoming angry. But what he is saying is that do not allow the anger to turn into a sin. You see, we do get angry. I get angry over people that can't walk. They want to walk. I get angry when I see people being mistreated. I get angry when I see things going wrong that should not go wrong. I get angry about that. So it's not a sin to become angry, but it is the sin to allow that anger to turn into a sin. And so the Bible says, be angry and sin not. That has to do with controlling your anger. And I think more than anything today, we need to learn how to control our anger. Our young adults and our younger our children, they're learning how to control their tempers or their anger. They're learning it by watching those that are older than they are. That's where they're getting their examples from. So if parents are displaying anger in the house, uncontrollable anger, then don't think that is anything strange when you see your teenager taking on the same character traits that you are. They learn it from you. But there is a solution for it, and it's the Word of God. God has told us that whatever we desire, we can have. So if I believe God and if I pray and I ask God to help me with the anger that I'm exhibiting or exuding, then God will do that. So be angry and sin not. And it says, let not the sun go down upon your wrath. That means that you should not, you know, become angry with someone or and carry that anger throughout the day. Go to bed with anger, you know, against your husband, against your wife, or the police officer, or whoever. Go to bed and allow that anger to fester. I guarantee you one thing, when you wake up the next morning, it's going to be larger and it's going to be more magnified. That's why the Bible says, don't let the sun go down upon your wrath. In other words, if you have aught in your heart, unforgiveness in your heart, anger in your heart towards somebody, man, before the sun goes down, before you lay your head on your pillow to go to sleep, go to your wife or go to your husband or your child or to your parents and confess that sin. Say, I'm so sorry. I refuse to have anger in my heart against you. Forgive me for what I allowed the anger to cause me to do or to say. So the necessity or the desire, the benefits to the body of Christ when we control anger is that we have harmony. The body of Christ will operate in harmony when each member of the body of Christ realizes that God is not the author of uncontrollable anger. And so more than ever, it's become necessary for people of all ages and levels in our society to learn how to control their anger. And we see people in the political scene getting anger and allowing their anger to become uncontrollable. It's amazing, but I've seen it on television, on the news, where they're having council meetings in these different countries, and the people get so hot under the collar, if you would. They get so angry, and they're throwing chairs at each other, and just it's uncontrolled anger. And God is not the author of that. God is the author of order. In 1 Corinthians 10:33, the Bible says God is not the author of confusion. So if he's not the author of confusion, then he is the author of order. And then Paul writes to the church in Corinthians, and he says, he says that we should not become uncontrollable or allow our anger to get the best of us. In so many words, I'm amplifying that for you. And so there are some areas that I want to point out to you that people have a tendency to easily lose their tempers and become uncontrolled it becomes uncontrolled anger. For instance, can you remember the last time you were in a parking lot when you were getting ready to drive up in a particular spot that was vacant, and you had the right to do that, but all of a sudden someone ran hurriedly, or they drove hurriedly in front of you and they took your space? How did you feel? Stop and think about it. What did you say? Did you respond spiritually, or did you respond from the flesh? I can just about think of what some of you are doing now. You're probably laughing because you lost your anger. And what about when someone even dents your car, you know, or someone is again stealing your parking space, or they dent your car and you saw them do it, and they say they didn't do it? These are the things that can cause us to become angry, and the anger can allow us, or can cause us, to do things or say things that we shouldn't say. So what does the Bible say? The Bible tells us again to be angry and sin not. If you're in the movie theater and there are people that are talking loud, you know, you're there to really enjoy yourself and enjoy the movie, and you tell them, you ask them if they will not talk so loud, and they're not supposed to be talking in any way, you know, so people can hear them, and someone turns around and calls you a name. What happens? Do you respond from the spirit, or do you respond from your flesh? See, so these are some of the things that we should think about, that we should talk about. Matthew chapter 5, verse 21 through 22. The word of God says, "You have heard that it was said to those of old, you shall not murder, you shall not murder, you shall not murder, and whosoever murders will be in danger of the judgment." But in verse 22, he says, "But I say to you that whosoever is angry with his brother without a cause shall be in danger of judgment. And whosoever says to his brother, Raca, he says, shall be in danger of the council. But whosoever says, you fool, shall be in danger of hellfire." It's a serious thing for us to be angry without a cause, and to allow that anger to catapult into some area that causes us to sin. And I always tell my kids, I've told them this since they were young, I said, you know, it only takes a minute, maybe even 30 seconds, you can change the course of your life. With 30 seconds, with uncontrolled anger, you can do something, or you can say something, that will affect your life for the rest of your life. And maybe not even your life, but it could be someone else's life involved there also. If you can think lately of the television news, the individuals that have gotten shotguns and just gone out and done things that is just totally irresponsible. These things happen at a split moment. The thinking process that was involved in making such a horrendous act with guns, and it's just not necessary. We can control our angers if we depend on God. And so we must understand that God wants us to be willing. And if you want to learn how to control your anger, remember that God said that you can do all things through Christ that strengthens you. Then remember something else, another scripture I want to leave with you. In 1 John 4:4, the Bible says that greater is he that is within you than he that is within the world. So husbands, get a grip on your anger. You don't have to argue with your wife. You can love your wife. And I say husbands because so many times, you know, it's the husbands that we have a tendency to get angry, you know, raise our voice. And God forbid that you ever lay your hand on your wife. Don't do that. She is the body of Christ. To lay your hand on your wife is to lay your hand on the body of Christ. Women, the Bible says, submit and love and think good about your husbands. So let's get rid of that anger. Let's get a grip on anger, and let's tell it that it doesn't belong to us. Amen. Thank you very much. God bless you. I hope this message has been a blessing to you and a help to you in getting a grip on anger.